Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. You can access it at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have them send it to your email every week. Just contact them. When it comes to my email, I print it out, I share it with you, and then I pray for these nations that are indicated all during the next week. We start today in Egypt, where widespread attacks are happening on Christians. Persecution in Egypt continues to increase at an alarming rate. Churches, stores owned by Christians, and Christians' homes were attacked in three villages in Minya City on August 4th, a VOM worker reports. In the city of Sohag, radical Muslims attacked another church and put the flag of Al-Qaeda on the building. Earlier in July, two Christians were killed in northern areas of the Sinai Peninsula. On July 18, two churches in Matai and Qom Hamada were attacked during a funeral procession for two Muslim Brotherhood members. Smaller churches in Arish have closed, and only one church is holding a weekly service for those who remain. In the Luxor province, the newly appointed head of police is suspected of intentionally failing to respond to an incident on July 5th in which four Christians were killed. Azerbaijan, pastor's wife passes away. Pastor Zaur, who leads a small Baptist church in Aliabad in Azerbaijan, lost his wife Nunuka on July 21 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Zaur Blaev and his congregation have been continually harassed by the local imam and the authorities. In 2007, Pastor Zaur was arrested during a raid on a worship service in his home, and he spent nearly a year in a prison camp before being released. More recently, while Zaur was in Russia seeking treatment for his wife, his church was again raided and issued a large fine. Nunuka continued to struggle through surgeries and treatment, but on Sunday morning, July 21, she told Zaur, "I'm going to heaven to be near God, so you don't need to worry about me. Please continue to serve God. Please pray that God will continue to comfort and sustain Pastor Zaur." Now, in Azerbaijan, we have an account in the booklet that I tell you about from time to time. It's called The Global Report. You can have this book also sent to you. It's $1, 2013 Persecuted Church Global Report. And in it are the various countries that we talk about. If I talk about them once during the year, I don't repeat this information. But the first time we come to a new country, I do share. And this is one that we haven't talked about, Azerbaijan. It's undergone a facelift in recent years, funded by vast oil and gas reserves. However, corruption remains widespread in this former Soviet republic, and the authoritarian government eliminated presidential term limits in 2009. The government maintains tight control over its citizens with a Soviet-style police force. Despite the promising energy sector, the majority of the population lives in poverty. The country has a notoriously poor human rights record. Muslim population there is 87.6%, Christian 2.7%. President Ilham Aliyev. Shiite Islam is the dominant form of religion, but the secular government fears any kind of religious extremism. Christian work, which is increasingly opposed, is often obstructed through intimidation and more blatant persecution. Government censorship of religious literature increased under a 2009 law, and all religious literature requires official approval. Laws enacted in 2010 make church registration more difficult and increase restrictions on religious groups that teach children, produce literature, work with foreigners, or develop property for worship purposes. Proselytism is forbidden. Christians are estimated to number between 3,000 and 6,000, encouraging growth from the estimated 40 believers in 1991. Okay, in North Korea, a balloon launches help spread the gospel. A VOM worker reports record launches of New Testament into North Korea in July. For the month of July alone, 23,130 New Testaments were launched into North Korea. Through multiple launch points, workers are able to drop materials on areas that are largely unreached by the gospel. A chief of security vision informed VOM partners of a North Korean website threatening organizations that launch balloons. The VOM partners were asked to refrain from launching balloons, but they were able to launch again on July 11, releasing 2,000 New Testaments. On July 31, they launched a record 7,500 New Testaments, the largest number launched in 2013. Continue to pray for favorable launch conditions and pray that these scriptures will fall into the right hands in North Korea. And then in Malaysia, a VOM project, pray for a VOM-supported ministry leader who reaches out to Malay Muslims. Evangelizing Muslim Malays is extremely difficult and, of course, strongly opposed. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for VOM in the state of Illinois. This is not an official VOM presentation, but is used by permission. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size. There's no cost involved. They will share about the persecuted church, VOM's ministry and history. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72@gmail.com. I will get it set up for you and may come myself if it's close enough. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.